Hello.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who
Yes.
requested the call?
That's me.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm calling because I need to file an unemployment claim.
Okay, go ahead with your social.
421-153647.
Okay, I got 421-153547.
No, 3647.
So it's 421, I'm sorry, 421-153647.
Yes.
And could you verify the name?
Jacqueline Wilson.
And your mother's maiden name.
Peters.
And your driver's license number, please.
6277692.
All right, Ms. Wilson, go ahead and verify your date of birth.
January 1st, 1976.
All right, I'm gonna ask a few questions and we'll go ahead and get the claim open. Are you a US citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English?
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And what was the highest grade you completed in school, Ms. Wilson?
Associate's degree.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. Will it be checking or savings?
Checking.
All right, go ahead with the routing number and account number, please.
Okay, so the account number is 800-453-090.
And the routing number?
Hold on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 2622. Seven one one. 77011.
Okay, is this banking information to a traditional bank? You can't use Cash App, Chime, or dot cards.
No, this is listed here.
Okay, so I have the routing number. You said 262-271-177.
011.
Okay, it's not taking any more numbers for the routing number. It stops at the 27s.
1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. Hold on.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 262-77011.
All right, so I have the routing number is 262-277-011.
Yes.
And I have the account number is 800-453-090.
That's it.
All right, Ms. Wilson, what's your mailing address?
421 Hansel Court, Florence, Alabama.
I'm sorry, one more time, Ms. Wilson. What's your mailing address?
421 Hansel Court.
Are you, what's your street name? I mean, I can't hear it. Are you saying what court?
421 Hansel Court.
Are you saying Hassel?
Hansel Court.
Spell it.
H-A-N-S-E-L.
Hansel Court, okay. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And we have the phone number 256-349-4001?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask a few questions here. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day you worked?
December the 2nd.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
No, the question is, do you work for yourself, own a business?
No.
Or a corporate
No.
officer for a business?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right, Ms. Wilson, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$14 an hour.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Nope.
All right, Ms. Wilson, what's your job title?
Warehouse worker.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Wilson, who was your last employer?
Fletsco.
What was the name of the company?
Fletsco in Tuscumbia, Alabama.
Okay, I was just trying to see if I had them listed. I would have to search for them. What's the spelling of the company name?
F-L-E-X-C-O.
You said F-L...
E-X-C-O.
Is it Bricoflex?
No, it's Flexco Corporation in Tuscumbia, Alabama.
What name shows on your check stubs or your bank statements?
Flexco, Tuscumbia, Alabama. What do I need? Because I know that, I think they're like, what you looking for? Because maybe I can pull up on my phone. West Coast, I think it's like 6th Street, Tuscumbia. Or maybe it's not. I think it's 6th Street, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
No, I just needed just to have the company name. What's their phone number?
Okay. What's whose phone number?
Flexco.
Hold on, let me look that up. (clears throat) 1401 6th Street, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
I needed the phone number, Miss Wilson.
Hold on. There'll be 383-7474.
What's the area code?
35674.
Okay. May I have the phone number again, Miss Wilson? With the area code.
383-7474.
Okay, the area code is at 256.
Yes.
All right, 256-383-7474. What was your employment start date?
I think it was October the 1st.
Of what year?
This year.
And the last day you worked again?
The 2nd of December.
All right, what city and state was the work performed in?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sweetie?
What city and state was the work performed in?
Tuscumbia, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Discharge, they said that I guess I missed work one day because I had a fibroid. They said that I was discharged a day and a half.
All right, name and title of the person who discharged you?
I think I want to say Kane and Crystal. I don't know the last name, so all I can say is Kane and Crystal.
Okay, and their title?
Well, he was my manager, and she was the human resources manager. Crystal's the human resources person, and Kane is the warehouse manager.
All right, what was the date of your discharge?
The 2nd of December.
All right, and what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
He didn't say. He just said that I had missed, you know, because I gave him the emergency room thing from the fibroid. So he said that, well, because you missed a day, in like 2 days I came in late, he said I was fired. Even though I gave him the discharge papers from the hospital.
And you said you provided documents?
Yes.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Yeah, I mean, I missed that day, and a couple of days being late because of bleeding. So, yeah.
Okay. And any prior warnings for that same or similar act?
No.
All right. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I just kept coming in, going to work.
All right, Ms. Wilson, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. All right, I have your four-digit temporary PIN number. That number is 4776.
4776?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, let me write that down. So what is this? This is what I call in weekly?
That's your temporary PIN number that you're going to use, yes.
Okay.
All right.
And so how do I use it? Because I'm not really, I haven't been unemployed in a while. I'm sorry. What do I do with that number?
It's your temporary PIN number that you're going to use when you do your weekly certifications.
Okay. And what's the number for the weekly certification?
All right, Ms. Wilson, I'm going to go over the closing statements, and it's going to have all of that information in there.
Thank you.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Wilson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.